Up next, we have a very special guest in the studio with us, Charles Scholes, doctor.
Yes.
Charles Scholes, the board president for PAZAPA, a Haitian-based nonprofit serving children with disabilities and their families. Thank you, doctor, for joining us in the studio. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of your organization and pronounce it for my listeners yourself?
Right. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for having me. It's called PAZAPA, and it's a Haitian Creole word that means step by step. It's sort of taken from the French pas-à-pas. The organization was started back in the 1980s. One of the founders, at least, was a highly charismatic Canadian woman who realized that there were quite a large number of children with cognitive disabilities and physical disabilities, and they were not being reached out to. So she started a fairly small school within the city of Jacmel, which is a city on the southern coast of Haiti, over a mountain range from Port-au-Prince. And it grew, and she had good ideas, not only to reach out to the children, but also she realized that the mothers of children who have disabilities, that these mothers are under considerable economic constraint. And so she created small businesses for them. She also realized that there were communities in the outreach in the rural areas in Jacmel's mountains beyond mountains, if you will, mm-hmm. that who also had disabilities. The organization grew, and she was very good at figuring these things out. She came upon the idea of microlending. This was very early in the game. They call it T-commerce, mm-hmm. In Haiti. So roughly 1996, my son happened to be down there in the Peace Corps. And she was clever enough to realize that Peace Corps members are highly motivated,
yes.
And you don't need to pay them.
Yes, yes.
And so he had a very effective time there for 2 years, specifically working with the mothers to help set up small businesses of mango drying. And he discovered he was very good at negotiating. He negotiated a $34,000 truck from the Japanese embassy, mm-hmm. Which persisted for another 10 years. It was very effective. The Haitians loved him. He was just, it was a happy time for him. And it also enabled him his own later, I guess you'd say, success in getting into business school.
Mm-hmm.
He did international marketing. He also was on the board mm-hmm. for the USA fundraising arm, which you'll be told more about in a little while. But then, unfortunately, in 2006, he discovered lumps in his neck, and it turned out to be a highly aggressive cancer of unknown primary, and within a year, he passed on. He was only 33.
I'm sorry.
At that point, I mean, we'd been paying attention. We donated to it. I felt that to retain his memory, and also because it was the right thing to do, and also because I think I'm kind of in a field where people tend to be somewhat self-centered, that it was time that I should join the board. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately went on to become the board president at just about the time when the earthquake hit.
Wow.
Yes. This was the earthquake that destroyed a lot of Haiti. In particular, it destroyed the PAZAPA main building.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to find resources to build anew, to make sure that we had land that we could build on. And yes, the fame of the place was sufficient that there were some large NGOs that provided funds to rebuild.
So what kind of services do you actually offer through your organization?
Right. Well, the major one is special education and deaf education. And this is early intervention, preschool, and primary instruction for children who otherwise would not have access to education. Some of them can be mainstreamed. The deaf students are also provided with quality instruction. So that's the major mission. It turns out that there are doctors who come down who provide some specialized medical care. Mm-hmm. At least 100 of these kids will have epileptic problems. Okay. And literally within 2 weeks, we're having a doctor come down. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to go down now on account of the coronavirus.
Right, right.
Who does the who does diagnoses, mm-hmm. and then our operation buys something on the order of $4,000 worth of seizure meds.
Wow.
So that these kids can, they're safer, they're not going to fall or drown, and then many of them can go to school. There's also this community-based outreach where we have workers in five communities reaching out to children with disabilities. Again, some of them are the very people who have the seizure problems, mm-hmm. And helping their parents with microloans. It is a fact that this is a country where having a disability is considered kind of the wrath of the voodoo gods.
Exactly, yeah.
And so advocacy awareness.
Yeah, teaching the people that this is a medical condition and not a supernatural, spiritual
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. They have a large float for the carnival. They have radio programs. And let's see, other things, there's vocational support for the kids. It's well that they be able to help their families and be able to work, and they provide arts. I probably can think of other things. We always have to be careful in this nonprofit business of not getting ourselves overextended beyond the mission that we should be in.
Mission creep.
Mission creep.
So how can my listeners find out about your organization, get involved? I mean, what sort of things are you trying to do in the next, let's say the next year or so with the organization?
Okay. Well, first of all, I would say you can go to PazaPa.org, PAZAPA.org. Mm-hmm. And if you would like, you can contact us. There's a little item across the top for contacting us. We would be delighted to hear from you and from your questions. What are we attempting to do over the next year? And the answer really is we are in the process of really wanting to sustain our organization.
Right.
Everybody is. Our donors, many of them were friends of the founders.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we would like to have increased the size of our donor base. But most specifically, and I think I'm preaching to the choir here, we would like to increase the size and diversity of our board.
Right.
Yes.
That is always a goal for nonprofits, trying to get people to come on board and be a part of the vision. And what you're trying to do, the work that you're doing is absolutely amazing. So I support you and encourage you. Is there anything that you haven't had a chance to share with our listeners that you think they need to hear about?
Things they need to hear about. Well, I think people should be aware that life can be somewhat difficult for these children, and particularly for some of the women and girls. Mm. We were concerned. There's been serious riots and so on, and we are really concerned about violence against women and girls. And in point of fact, if there should be anyone out there who women who might be interested in our board, who are also concerned about violence on women and girls, we'd really like to hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
Another group, we would really like to have Haitian American diversity. But the problem is that young Haitian American professionals are out there earning a living.
Right.
And I would say the older ones, many of them are mainly looking after their own back in Haiti. If there's somebody from Jacmel, mm-hmm. we'd really be interested.
Absolutely. So tell my listeners again the name of your organization,
sure.
and how they can reach you.
Okay. The name of the organization is PAZAPA, and it's spelled PAZAPA. And you can go to PAZAPA.org. It's right there. By the way, look at our video. That really tells you in a short, sweet, pictorial way what we do. And you can click on the contact us button.
great. So Dr. Charles Scholes, we thank you, board president of PASAPA, a Haitian nonprofit. We congratulate you on all the work you're doing with children with disabilities and their families in Haiti. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure.